Purchasing a home is an important decision that's both exciting and terrifying in equal measure. Changing rules and regulations, increasing interest rates, varying opinions on the housing market, all that can make things really confusing. One name you have inevitably heard in the coverage of the Canadian housing market is Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation, or CMHC. What does it actually do? Here to tell us more is CMHC's Chief Commercial Officer, Romy Bowers. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
Pretend you're talking to my 8-year-old Abby.
Absolutely.
And tell her what the role is of the CMHC.
So CMHC is a government organization. We like to consider ourselves Canada's national housing agency. So our goal is to make housing choices easier for Canadians.
The big product that people hear about all the time is insurance. How does that work?
So we have a mortgage loan insurance product that we sell to Canadians, and the purpose of the mortgage loan insurance, what it does is it transfers credit risk from the banks to the government. And the reason we have it is to reduce the risk for the banks so that they will provide loans to first-time home buyers at the same interest rate that they would to everybody else.
Right. And it's mandatory. If you don't hit a certain down payment threshold, you got to have it.
That's right. It's by law. If you don't have 20% down payment, you got to buy this insurance.
CMHC, as you say, a Crown Corporation owned by the government.
Yes.
How do you think about profit and loss internally?
Internally. So we're not like a private corporation where we try to maximize profit.
Squeeze every dollar out of those consumers.
That's right. Although you know, that's an important part of the economy in terms of people who try to maximize profit for their shareholders. But our role is a little bit different. We try to earn enough profit to cover our costs and to put aside enough capital because, as you know, in insurance, there's always going to be claims. So we want to make sure that we have enough money put aside to pay those claims when they come due.
I have no idea what the frequency would be that people would make a claim on that insurance. How often does it happen?
So it doesn't happen very often. So as you know, in Canada, we don't have a history of having a big housing losses like they did in the U.S. Mm. Knock on wood.
Yep.
And it's a very, very small, less than 1%, less than a half of 1% in terms of the people who default on their mortgages.
And what should people know in terms of the cost here? And we're talking to people who are thinking about buying a home. It's a one-time cost they pay upfront when they buy that house.
So it's based on the value of the loan. So if you think about, and again, it depends on a whole bunch of different conditions, but if you think about 3 to 4% of whatever the value is, that's what you need to pay for mortgage insurance. But what the banks do is they actually wrap it up with the total cost of the mortgage. So you sort of pay, as you pay your mortgage, you pay the cost of the premium.
Right. So a consumer might not actually see it.
No.
But they should know about it.
They should know
about
it.
Because it may affect when they decide to purchase.
That's right.
Now, the nuance that has changed things a little bit is the arrival of this stress test for people who have a down payment that's less than 20%.
Yes.
They need to adhere to a stress test that they can accommodate rates that are 2% higher than they currently are.
That's right.
How has that changed the dynamic for mortgage loan insurance? Because I've heard the theory that some people are like, well, I'm not going to put all my money into the down payment because it's better for me to get mortgage loan insurance than to have to adhere to the requirements of the stress test.
Yeah, so it's still a little bit early days because, as you know, the stress test took effect only this January and we're just sort of going into the mortgage season. But already we've seen a little bit of a slowing down in our business. And I think people are taking a little bit more time to consider their financial options, maybe save up a little bit more money. So we've seen a definite downturn in our business for sure.
I was looking at your debt service calculator.
Yes.
And it looks at housing expenses, all the stuff related directly to housing, but not expenses related to life, like retirement savings, kids' education, vacations, all that kind of stuff.
That's right.
Why not?
Partly because we feel that a lot of that that assessment is done by the banks, you know. So we have a debt calculator to say, like, what's the minimum amount you need to cover the cost of the house. But with your financial services professional, you need to work through, what do you actually really need to live?
I wish that were true, and it's not on their calculators either. It's one of the things that I find, because I often talk about the disconnect between what the bank will lend you and what you can afford.
Yes.
How do you think through that kind of question? Because if you look at it, I mean, the banks are concerned about default. I get it. So CMHC. Yeah. But oftentimes people are making suboptimal long-term choices because they haven't thought holistically.
Yeah. So I think the advice, I'm not a financial planner or professional, but just think about. You really need to keep track of all the expenses that you need to support your lifestyle. And you need to also think about unexpected things that can happen that you might need to pay for, and it could be the birth of a new child, schooling expenses, who knows, right?
All that stuff.
You need to think about all those things. And can you really afford this mortgage? Maybe it's better to have a slightly smaller house, or maybe you need to wait a little bit longer to make that down payment a little bit bigger.
What are the other parts of the business that people might be less familiar with? So mortgage insurance, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of public policy kind of stuff that occurs out there in the world, but what do people know less about?
So one part of the business I'm responsible for that I'm sure no one knows about is called the securitization business.
Am I going to need a nap when you're done describing this?
I'll say it very to your eight-year-old, the way I've explained it. Is that basically we take the insured mortgages, and what we do is we package it into securities and we sell it to investors on behalf of the bank.
So isn't that what happened around the financial crisis? I thought we were done doing that.
That's right. But the one big difference is the mortgages are insured. We have rules to regulate the type of mortgages that go into it. So we think we have pretty good checks and balances to make sure some of the bad things that happened during the financial crisis in the U.S. that don't happen in Canada. So that's part of my job is to make sure that to run the securitization program, but in a responsible way, so we don't put taxpayers' money at risk.
Are there any other pieces? There seemed to be an educational mandate that I didn't fully appreciate until I went onto your website.
Okay.
Anything else that you're focused on?
Yes. So we have a whole bunch of housing economists who work for us, and one of our mandate is to really educate Canadians about the housing market and about the mortgage, decision making and financial literacy regarding mortgages as well.
Where do you play on this massive question of affordability? It's such a big deal. I mean, we have listeners coast to coast, but in major cities, affordability seems intractable.
Yeah, so it's a huge preoccupation for us. So I don't know if you've heard about it, but there's been a new national housing strategy announced by the federal government. It's a $40 billion investment over 10 years. And one of its primary objectives is to improve housing affordability for Canadians. As you know, you're living in Toronto, you know what it's like. It's really hard for middle-class Canadians to afford a home here.
And what role does CMHC have in that? Is it insurance on less conventional models like multifamily, or is there things that you would do that would focus on that?
Yeah, so in the commercial business, which I run, we have a multi-unit insurance business. So we provide, we try to make the cost of financing for developers of multi-unit housing cheaper. And the advantage of this is that it creates more purpose-built rental in hot markets like Toronto.
Right.
And we feel that helps in part to solve some of the affordability challenges. But in the non-commercial part of our business, we actually are very actively involved working with all levels of government to actually create affordable housing units for Canadians that I would consider maybe more vulnerable Canadians. Maybe they don't have as much money or as much economic wherewithal as other Canadians. And we try to make sure that they have a place that they can call home. So that's a very, very important initiative for us.
Good work. Good. You're doing good work, Romy.
Thank you very much, Bruce.
It's good work. Romy Bowers is the Chief Commercial Officer with CMHC.